I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
Used to create music for important ceremonies, including homage to kings and queens, the balafone in its earliest form was introduced in Madagascar from Asia and rapidly spread to the mainland of Africa, where it garnered great popularity. Similar in appearance to its European cousin, the xylophone, is an ancient percussive instrument. It dates to the Mandinka African Empire, 13th to the late 15th century, featuring praise singers and court musicians associated with the neighboring Mande, Sanufu, and Gur peoples of West Africa, particularly to the Ghanaian people. Balafone is historically associated with the griot, a hereditary oral historian, storyteller, and musician in a tradition related to West Africa, and a legacy linked to the stories and legends connected to the formation of the Mandinka Empire. Instrument, negotiated with the player and the device resting on the ground, would over time begin to appear in ensembles, with the player standing and the instrument suspended around the player's shoulders as they strolled about freely, playing as a featured entertainer in village squares, at the market, and in royal orchestras for ceremonial events. Constructed balafone consists of a frame holding wooden slabs at various lengths, suspended over hollow gourds that amplify the sound or enhance the sound when the wooden keys are struck with a hammer, generally covered in leather or rubber. Balafone, as with many ancient stories, cannot be confirmed, was, according to legend, given by a spirit to Sunjata, an actual figure, and the founder of the Mandinka Empire. The balafone's name was liberated, shall we say, from a man named Bala Conte. Conte was stripped of his name, which was unceremoniously assigned as the official name for the balafone. He was hamstrung, so he couldn't move about much, other than to play the balafone in the court of King Sunjata. King Sudiyatakita, the first ruler of the Malian Empire, had unified many warring tribes through skill and influence, en route to creating an extended period of peace and prosperity. Sometime in the 13th to 14th century, Kita created guardians of the balafone, considered a sacred instrument. And among thousands of percussive instruments today, there is an essential family of mallet percussive instruments, the xylophone, vibraphone, marimba, metallophones, and the glockenspiel, invented in 1886, have what some believe is a common ancestor, the African balafone. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.